If you're in California, if you're in New York, you're going to have to probably comply if you want to do the correct thing. But if you want to do the right thing, you might want to also stay in business.
So you have a passion for fitness and the desire to start your own business. But launching a massively successful fitness business is extremely complex. The systems, operations, hiring, firing, coaching, sales, and marketing are critical to success. Where do you even start? This show will give you the answers. Here is Bedros Koulian and Bryce Henson, your hosts of the Fitness Franchise Podcast, a show dedicated to helping fitness entrepreneurs launch and grow successful gyms.
Welcome back, friends, to another incredible episode of the Fitness Franchise Podcast, and have an awesome episode today. But before we get into that, I want to give you a friendly reminder to give us a like and subscribe on YouTube and write us an awesome review on iTunes. That way we can keep producing this content for you for free. So here in the studio with my co-partner, co-host, Mr. Bedros Koulian, B
hello,
for
hello.
Short. And we are here to talk about the recent California and New York indoor mask mandates. And B, I'm going to get your insight here in a second, but just to kind of give you, our audience, a little backdrop. Last week, I was actually in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, visiting my wife and her family, making good on a promise that I made to her family about 10 years ago when I lived there and scooped her off on an island. From her island, and then moved to California, and certainly was plugged into our, you know, coaching and profitability team, our HQ team here, and, you know, heard some feedback that New York put that mandate December 13th, and then California December 15th, quote unquote, temporary through January 15th. So we got some feedback and questions from our clients and owners, but, you know, ultimately communication is a strong suit here from our franchise at FitBody Bootcamp. So we were on it. So in today's episode, we're going to go through our response, our approach, what our franchisees, you know, have done and are doing, and then really how our clients and overall franchise system has responded. Before I get into that, B, I'd love to pick your brain on this, as you have some pretty strong and accurate opinions from my perspective. So give us some insight.
Well, yeah, like you said, I mean, as you were out in Brazil, these mandates kind of came down first in New York, 2 days later in California. And we've heard this before, right? Where, hey, we're just gonna flatten the curve, two weeks, right? And here we are almost 24 months into flattening the curve. And when they told us, well, it's just gonna be till mid-January, you automatically have to see the reality of it. And the reality of it is that it may go longer because of the patterns. Like we always say, we can look back at history and know what the future might look like. Mm-hmm. Looking back at history, where our government politicians, by the way, folks, friends, never call these people leaders. From the president on down, they are not leaders. They are public servants. They are our employees, literally. When people call a governor, a mayor, a vice president, a president, a leader, they are not leaders. A leader is someone who has earned the right and the position to be followed. A public servant is someone who gets elected into a position to enact laws and to enact rules that are going to benefit the majority of the people, people's will. It's just that's all it is. Their job is to enact the people's will. However, humans being greedy and the greed glands secreting, soon you begin to get lobbied by big pharma, big cigarette, and all the big lobbying organizations, and you begin to get bought out. So please, please, please do not call them your leaders. They are public servants and they work for you, for us. That said, looking back at history, we can tell that this mandate that New York and California passed is something that is very likely to continue past January 15th. And it will continue, and the carrot that they will dangle in front of us is, well, if only you can talk your neighbors into getting vaccinated and getting the shot and wearing the masks everywhere and not enjoying each other during holidays, then maybe next year we can, you know, or next month we might let you guys operate at a normal capacity. Well, the reality is we've gone almost 24 months under these weird constraints, and they keep having this one mask, two masks, indoors, no outdoors, a vax, get a second vax, get a booster vax. And I'm not here to take political sides. Like, I'm not Republican, I am not Democrat. I am a freedom-loving capitalist American who says that when I provide a service and a value, I am deserving of fair exchange of compensation. And I also am a believer in the freedom and the democracy that our Constitution allows us. Coming from a communist country, having escaped the Soviet Union, we've talked about this before, I know when I start seeing the writing on the wall of the slow death and erosion of freedom. So while as a franchisor, right, we are the leaders of Fit Body Bootcamp, we tell our franchisees, look, if you're in California, if you're in New York, you're going to have to probably comply if you want to do the correct thing. But if you want to do the right thing, you might want to also stay in business. And how that looks might be still looking out for the benefits of your clients. In other words, if a client comes in, they're sniffly, they have a fever, they've been exposed, tell them, hey, go work out at home. We have the follow-along workouts that you could do at home.
Yep.
That's the whole beauty of the Fit Body Bootcamp virtual coaching program that we have. And when you're in location, we have a whole protocol in place for states like California and New York, if they are high risk, that we can do the train in place model. And we were actually the only brand, fitness brand, that led the charge in creating a protocol for the train in place model, where how we're gonna sanitize the equipment, how we're gonna sanitize our clients coming in and out, et cetera. So, but all that said, I'm here to tell people who are thinking of becoming entrepreneurs or who are entrepreneurs and are thinking of maybe shutting down their gyms, let's not forget that the gyms and restaurants that are no longer in business on the other side of the 2020 pandemic were the ones that said, I'm going to comply. I'm going to make the 15 days or 2 weeks into 2 months, and it became two more months, and soon you ran out of PPP, you ran out of the EDI loans, and you went out of business because they eroded they killed your morale. And that's what you want to do, is you want to slowly suffocate a person's morale and their will to plow forward. As entrepreneurs, we are risk takers. We are creators of solutions to problems in exchange for money. And so we are very positive, enthusiastic, and optimistic people. But you can take anybody and slowly erode their morale and their desire to go and achieve through oppression. And I believe, my own personal opinion as a American, is that there is a high level of oppression being set on the citizens of this country. Are you willing to do the correct thing, which is what the mandates are, or are you willing to do the right thing, which is what a freedom-loving American ought to consider doing? I will always do the right thing, not necessarily the correct by law thing.
And you and me both, B, and I think kindred spirits in here. And, you know, that's why when those quote unquote mandates came out last week, we actually had a leadership meeting that week, or actually that day. We kind of talked about it and just discussed our positioning. And, you know, we basically sent out communication via email to our franchisees. We also, and I went live actually, you know, broadstream from Brazil, and we let them know, hey, you know, to your point that, you know, you might want to comply. That's, I guess, our official recommendation, just following the rules and regulations. However, as the CEO of Fit Body Bootcamp, I also have two locations here in Orange County, and I was also very transparent, as I felt a duty, obligation, responsibility to my franchisees, to our clientele, to give them visibility what I was going to be doing at my location. And we set up some communication throughout, you know, my particular locations, which we ended up pushing out to all of our franchisees. And that client communication looked like this: clients, family, we appreciate you and your continued loyalty to Fit Body Bootcamp, to, you know, investing in your health and fitness. And we want to let you know, if you want to wear a mask with us, you are more than welcome to wear a mask. However, if you don't want to wear a mask, well, then that's okay too. And the reason that is, you know, we are not a public indoor facility. We are a private, you know, booking in advance, you know, personal training, group personal training facility. And, you know, just reassuring them that, you know, the cleaning protocol that we continue to execute against, and also really kind of reframing the biggest pandemic that we're actually, you know, up against, and something I want to talk about in today's episode as well, which is the obesity pandemic.
Yes. And which has been going on for well over a decade.
And rising at nearly 3%, you know, per year.
Sheesh.
So I have some stats, B, and certainly want to share with you and get some feedback on your end, B, but these are both presented from the World Health Organization and then also the CDC. But the World Health Organization reports that 5.3 million deaths from COVID have happened since the onset of this in 24 months ago, roughly. And I say reported because I think there's definitely been some discrepancies depending on who you look for. So I take that number with a grain of salt. But same organization, actually inclusive of the CDC, also report that nearly 3 million people per year, and sadly to say, pass away prematurely from obesity. And that's at a clip over a 10-year period. So when you look at the numbers, B, I got to be honest with you, it just doesn't really make sense to me.
And in fact, isn't obesity the real pandemic? If we are looking at 3 million, almost 3 million deaths a year that are preventable from obesity, yet no one in the World Health Organization, CDC, or at the White House is really addressing this in any way, because all they are doing is working on management of disease. Never once education or the cure of disease through education, but through management of disease, because that is where the big money is. Look, I'm a capitalist. We're capitalists. We understand that if you have a problem, if you have a cut, I could either manage that cut and just keep it on the brink of infection so you can always see me and I can change out the gauze and wash it out, et cetera. Or if I were to cure it, I may not see you again as a patient. Mm-hmm. I am going to make more money by seeing you regularly through management of disease versus the solution or education of how to prevent that disease from happening. And so when you look at 5.3 million deaths from COVID, and we all know, let's face it, those numbers are inflated. We've all heard the stories. And in fact, I know two firefighter paramedics, who both said they took a guy from a car accident, dead, to the emergency, and then the nurses bagging and tagging the dude, and the head doctor of the emergency hospital there comes up and says, hey, put them down as a COVID death. And of course, Julian, this paramedic friend of mine, says, why? Can I just ask why to the nurse? And she says, we actually get compensated from the government for this. And so, but let's just say that is actually accurate. 5.3 million deaths over nearly 24 months. That means there's about 2.6 million deaths a year from COVID if COVID continues. So if there's 2.6 million deaths a year from COVID and 3 million deaths a year from obesity, obesity has already left a track record of over a decade. It's going up by 3% every year. Uh-huh. And looking at the stats that you've presented here, by 2030, 49% of the U.S. will be obese.
That's correct.
Half of our country.
Half.
Isn't that the real pandemic that's preventable versus a virus that is only putting people at risk who are obese, who are obese, have at least one or two markers of poor health, yet they're considered healthy if they get the vaccine? And if I choose to not get the vaccine, yet I have no problem with anyone who wants to get the vaccine, if I choose not to get the vaccine, but I care for my diet, my sleep, my keep a positive mental attitude and exercise and keep a healthy body mass index, I'm considered unhealthy because I chose not to get the vaccine. Look how twisted we've become. And I think the great pandemic is that obesity. You've nailed it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I definitely wanted to take a few minutes just to talk about that. And, you know, here at Fit Body Bootcamp, we consider ourselves in the healthcare business. And to your point, B, but it's not the reactive healthcare, the maintenance healthcare, it's the preventative healthcare. Mm-hmm. So that's a really, you know, an interesting point to continue to talk about and actually to change the conversation. It's also why we do what we do, really, in day in and day out. So we provided messaging around that to our clientele and, you know, what the response is from our franchisees, you know, for the vast majority, and not all, but they've taken the road of doing the right thing, not necessarily the politically correct thing in this particular situation. But ultimately, the nice thing is we empowered them, we provided the support, the coaching, the visibility, the communication, the copy, and really put the ball in their court as free, you know, citizens of this, you know, beautiful country of ours.
Yeah, and that's really what it boils down to, right, is that if you distill everything down, we all want the same thing. Doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on, or if you're entrepreneur-minded or employee-minded, it doesn't matter. We all want freedom. We want some sense of security. We want some sense of community. And they've done a great job in creating this divisiveness in between us. And in that process, they've gotten us to bicker about something what is so trivial when the great pandemic is really the decade plus pandemic of obesity. But all that said, if we're all the same and what we want is freedom and security and some sense of community, we've done our part as leaders at Fitbody Bootcamp to message to our franchisees and report to them that, look, whether your clients want to wear a mask or not wear a mask, it's a choice that you'll have to make as a independent owner and operator of that Fitbody Bootcamp location. But let's not forget that you chose to go into business. And let's also not forget that your rent and your payroll expense is not going to stop.
Still has to be paid.
Still has to be paid if those clients stop coming in. And to that point, I was on a call with a friend from Quebec, Montreal, Quebec, and he's a gym owner. And he said, hey, I just want to let you know, tomorrow they're announcing all throughout Canada that all gyms must shut down. I said, oh, like you mean masks, like New York and Canada, just for a month, right? He goes, no. As of tomorrow, all gyms have to shut down. We can't be open and in business. We're pivoting to online coaching again.
Is this the whole country of Canada? I would imagine specifically in the province of Quebec.
Sorry, it was specifically in the province of Quebec, not all the country of Canada. And I said, well, what do you think is going to happen? He goes, I have a feeling it's going to continue on past this winter season where, you know, people are likely to get sick and catch a cold and get the flu.
Yeah.
And I said, so what's the solution? They said, that's the thing. They haven't given us a solution. They just said that gyms have to shut down, and now they're looking at other businesses that might be like gyms where people would congregate that they want to shut down. And I start thinking about this, and I go, at what cost? And I get it. Like, Canada is Canada, and it's not the United States, and it's doesn't have the constitutional document that affords us the freedoms that we have. But when you really think about it, it's still a part of this continent, as is Mexico. And as my son and I, Andrew, were talking about it recently, it's literally a line in the sand determines if you can stay in business or not, right? That border.
It's wild.
The Canadian border determines whether your dreams are going to go down the toilet or if you could stay in business if you're just below that border. And that breaks my heart, man. And that is where I say that we are all freedom-loving, security-wanting, community-respecting humans on this planet, beyond Americans. And I think the Constitution ought to be accepted worldwide. But that's a whole other argument for another day.
That's a whole other episode.
That's a whole other episode, yeah.
Well, copy that. Well, you know, to kind of put a button on it from my perspective, we just wanted to kind of shoot an episode here, since it's very timely and relevant, I should say, in this really interesting time that we're all in, because we have our, you know, franchisees and other interested prospects of owning Fitbody Bootcamps reach out to us and say, hey, I'm curious on your response and your approach. And we just wanted to kind of unveil the curtain and provide, you know, you that insight to the communication, the support, the coaching, and really our stance on how we've supported our franchisees. And the best thing about it is we've been able to provide them the tools, and they've been able to execute. And as you know, I mentioned earlier before, the vast majority of franchisees have just executed in a very strong fashion. They've been very grateful. I've been reached out to over nearly a dozen of our franchisees, just thanking, you know, us for our stance. And then also too, from a clientele perspective, and I can give you visibility since that mandate went out last week in our communication, being in both of my locations this week, whopping 0% of our clients have been wearing masks. So I think at some level that's really very telling to some degree, but wanted to shoot this, you know, podcast episode to provide you visibility on just the value that we provide to our franchisees. B, from your perspective, anything else before we wrap for today?
You know, I think, you know, it's funny, on the business side of the value that we provide to our franchisees, I think it's a given that we far beyond exceed expectations of our franchisees, and that's just how we roll as a brand, and that's just the culture that we have here at headquarters. But again, going back to the part where we're just freedom loving and security wanting and community needing Americans, it's so neat to see that even though, because we live in California, and the other day as a family we went to go see the new Spider-Man, where there's actually three Spider-Mans in one movie. And we went to go see the new Spider-Man, and my wife's like, man, you know, you got to bring the mask. I'm like, I ain't bringing no mask, and I don't think we need to wear one. You'll see. And sure enough, man, I think people have gotten so sick and tired the mandate came out in California. We walked into the theater, and the whole lobby of the theater, maybe 20% of the people had a mask on. Majority didn't. And that would have been a different story 12 months ago.
100%.
And it just made me feel so good that the revolution has begun. The revolt has begun. And I was afraid that there would be some kind of civil war, not necessarily guns and rifles and bullets and missiles and grenades, but that there would be such divisiveness that the civil war might show up as riots much bigger than we've been seeing. Mm-hmm. But instead, what you were really seeing is, doesn't matter what side of the aisle you are on politically, you want your freedom, you want your rights, you want a comfortable life. And common sense tells you that, you know what, I haven't died yet, and it's unlikely I'm going to die from this virus. There's a much greater likelihood that I could die from drowning in a bowl of soup. And it's neat to see that people have started revolting against the idiotic mandates that the great state of California has bestowed upon us.
Copy that, my friend. We'll be love this. I know you got a ton of value today, my friend. So as always, give us a like and subscribe on YouTube and write us an awesome review on iTunes. And that's all for today. Thanks for tuning in.